From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Oh, my God. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Great to be back home in Chicago. We have got a great show for you today, but before we start, President Bush held a news conference this week, and he tried something new. It didn't get the notice it deserved. Somebody asked him about the information arising from the Scooter Libby case, and he responded this way.
I'm not going to talk about any of it.
That's it. That's all he said. I'm not going to talk about any of it, period. And then when they challenged him, he just said it again.
I'm not going to talk about any of it.
Now, it's a powerful technique. You just refuse to say anything because you don't want to. It's surprising nobody else ever thought of it. For example, Mr. Clinton, about that intern.
I'm not going to talk about any of it.
President Nixon, did you have anything to do with that break-in?
I'm not going to talk about any of it.
Works for everybody, not just presidents. Wait. Astronaut Lisa Nowak, about that diaper.
I'm not going to talk about any of it.
You see? It's such a time saver. Anyway, President Bush may not want to talk about the news, but we do. So give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Abel Orlov. I'm from Chicago.
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, doing all right, doing all right.
What do you do here in the frozen wasteland of the Midwest?
Well, I am a second grade teacher on 109th Street down at Lavazo Elementary.
Wow.
Yeah, way down south.
You are fighting the good fight.
Hey, you gotta love it.
Well, thank you for doing that work. Hey, Abel, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to television personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hey, Mo.
Hi, Abel.
Next, say hello to one of the authors of the Washington Post's Reliable Sources column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hey, Roxanne.
Hey, Abel.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author of the forthcoming book, Long Time Leaving, Dispatches from Up South, Roy Blunt, Jr.
All right, Roy.
Abel, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to start us off by playing Who's Carl This Time?
Okay.
Carl Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. Of course, your job correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready
right.
to go?
Yeah, ready, willing, and.
All right.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
You've said that before. I bet you say that to all the guys.
Hey, don't disable.
Ah. All right, Abel, here's your first quote.
Okay.
Could you picture David Crockett at the Alamo looking at his BlackBerry, getting a message from Congress? David Crockett, we support you. The only thing is we're not going to send any troops. Now, I'm sure that would easily be impressive to David Crockett.
That was Representative Todd Akin, Republican of Missouri, using a pungent historical metaphor in a debate in Congress this week. A debate over what?
Oh, my gosh.
It's not the Alamo. Sorry.
Troops in Iraq.
Exactly right. You were thrown off with the whole Alamo thing.
That was. That kind of did throw me off.
This conflict is much less well planned. Last week, the Senate showed they couldn't even stage a meaningless debate on the troop escalation. So this week, the House totally owned their rival chamber. They staged the most solemn and heartfelt meaningless debate seen in years. The rhetoric matched the gravity of the occasion. As you heard, Mr. Akin conjured up the image of Davy Crockett checking his emails. Representative Virgil Good of Virginia warned that if we don't watch out, our coins will read, "In Muhammad we trust."
Oh, geez.
He said that. Mm. Still, though, the resolution did pass, showing that Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats can do anything they wish as long as they're not actually doing anything. All right, very good, Abel. Here's your next quote.
Okay.
I don't need to see photos of the Ayatollah drugging Anik Nicole Smith while wearing a Death to America t-shirt before I trust the administration's insinuations.
That was pundit Ezra Klein saying that he, like a lot of people, does not trust the Bush administration when it comes to their latest claims about what?
Gonna have to go with Iran.
Yes, indeed. Iran. Okay, so look, all the intelligence cited by the administration for going to war in Iraq turned out to be wrong. Fine. They admit that. They're sorry. They're thinking about getting some counseling when their schedule frees up. Okay? Fine. This is different. This time, they're absolutely sure Iran's leaders are sending these weapons to Iraq, except President Bush said 2 days later that they're not sure, but it doesn't matter because it's just as bad either way. See?
Mm-hmm. We need to get back to some countries where we can't keep Iran and Iraq apart. We need France and Germany. You could tell them apart. I think this president is not comfortable with subtle distinctions.
This is actually funny. I mean, he's trying to. This is a true fact. He was trying to convince us that it's totally different this time, that Iran is nothing like Iraq in terms of this particular argument about what they're doing. And in that statement, he called Iran Iraq twice. Wow. All right, Abel, here we go. Here is your last quote.
Ha, ha.
That was Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks. Couldn't you tell?
Oh, yeah. Expressing, give them a Grammy now.
Expressing her enjoyment as her once vilified band did really well at an event early this week. I think you know what event.
The Grammys.
Yes. Almost 4 years ago, Ms. Maines told a crowd in London that she was, quote, ashamed the president was from Texas, unquote, her home state. She and the band were then so vilified, especially by country fans, that John Wilkes Booth, looking on from hell, said, whoa, that's harsh. Times have changed, though, and this week the Dixie Chicks received 5 Grammys for their album Not Ready to Make Nice with its defiant songs, including, and this is on the extended play, by the way, I Told You So, What Part of I Was Right Do You Not Understand, and the dance hit We're Also Vaguely Uncomfortable About Kinky Friedman to Tell the Honest Truth. Carl, how did Abel do in our quiz?
Abel was perfect, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Abel, I'll do your message on your home answering machine.
All right.
Very good.
Awesome.
Well done, Abel.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.